Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Hey, this morning we're going to talk about watering cattle. And, you know, water is the most essential nutrient for livestock production. It's needed whether we're talking about regulation of body temperature, whether it's growth, whether it's digestion, reproduction, or all the metabolic processes that go on inside of an animal's body. And without water, of course, life doesn't exist. So providing a source of fresh, clean water is a cornerstone of animal husbandry. So with that being said, how much water is needed, or how much water will cattle drink? And a good rule of thumb is they'll drink about 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. That's quite a range, you know, and within that range, there's things like temperature and moisture and salt content of the diet. There's the animal's body weight, whether she's lactating. All these things can actually influence the amount of water that they will drink. So while we're on this, we said a little bit about temperature. And so another rule of thumb is that water consumption increases with temperature. If you start at about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, a cow will consume about 1 additional gallon of water for each 10 degree increase in temperature. So let's take a look at what a 1,300 pound cow will consume, okay? How much water she would consume. And then we're going to compare that to what she would consume if she was lactating, just to give you an idea, to show you kind of what's going on. You have this 1,300 pound cow. She's not lactating. It's 40 degrees outside. She's going to drink about 9.5 gallons of water a day. If it's 90 degrees outside, she's going to drink about 14.5 gallons of water a day. Now, if you add in the fact that she's lactating, she's nursing this calf, she's producing 20 to 25 pounds of milk a day, at 40 degrees, she's going to need 14.5 gallons of water. And if it's 90 degrees outside, then she's going to need closer to 20 gallons of water a day. I want you to understand that these numbers that we're talking about, you know, they are estimates, and sometimes we want to estimate a little bit on the low side. So they may actually drink more than that. So make sure that if you're supplying water to your cattle, make sure you have an adequate supply, and also give them adequate space. If you're watering in a tank, they need to have adequate space. Oftentimes as cows come to drink, they come as the whole group. The whole group comes to drink. The old boss cow, she gets out and she drinks first. And she's, you know, her and the other bossier cows are going to drink first. And then the most timid cows will drink last. Well, if that boss cow gets done drinking and she comes over and stands and she decides it's time to go back out and start grazing, they go as a herd because, you know, they're a herd animal. They're a prey animal. They all go as a herd. You want to make sure that that timid cow gets a little bit of water too, or gets the amount of water that she needs as well. So when you're looking at a stock tank, just make sure that you have about 15 inches of space per head for livestock. Now, you don't have to have them all drink at the same time because they're not going to just, you know, go immediately back out to pasture. But make sure that you have at least 15 inches for a good majority of the cattle so they can all get around and drink and make sure they get water before they go back out to graze. And that's about all I have for this time. Until next time, you can catch me at the Extension office at 828-4438.
All right. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate that. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.